Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Thursday. It is your sports bro, at least one half of your sports bros. Rob here. Back. Big Sook will be back next week. We have Will Ortner here. And tomorrow, Dave Bartu will be in with me as a guest host. We'll also have Joey Harrington. Buck returns on Monday. That is what we have going on. We're talking sports for you guys. We've got some more sports snorts this hour. In our next segment, I was reading that the NCAA may be settling all of its lawsuits with regards to NIL and what that may mean and where college football is headed. We shall discuss tonight in the club, 6 to 7. You know me, I'm not conspiracy theory guy. But, boy, I don't know how you can't, you know, kind of put the tinfoil hat on this one. We'll get to that. And I would like to know how seriously you all take your info being leaked in a data breach on a scale of 0 to 10. So we'll talk about that as well. Ortner.
Yes.
Viral video news.
Ooh, what went viral?
Have you seen the bowling ball fight?
I saw one clip of it, yeah. That is awesome.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
I don't know why. I don't want to
unbelievable.
Spoil it. I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't either. I don't know what would cause someone to get so mad that you would start hurling bowling balls at each other's heads. But let me tell you something. Stole the show today.
I was impressed with the strength.
Very impressed.
Because it was like, it wasn't me, it wasn't Sook out there throwing it. It was a smaller person.
Why'd you leave me out of that?
Well, I mean, you're strong, probably, maybe.
Very strong.
I don't know, you want to arm wrestle later? We can figure it out.
I don't do that.
I'm not all high T like you. I was going to say,
I don't have to prove anything to you.
I don't see you as someone that, like, ever in their life thought, like, that guy's a jerk. I'm going to hit him with a bowling ball. I'm going to throw a bowling ball at him.
I've never been in a fight in my life.
They're not fun.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Unless you win.
I don't know why guys do that. It's stupid.
It's usually just
your T.
They punched me first.
I've never been punched. You don't get punched if you're, dude, come on. It's the easiest thing in the world not to get punched.
It's not true.
So don't act like somebody just walks up and punches you.
One time I was just, first of all, that's actually a TikTok trend right now, so that's wrong.
That's true. You're right. That element of it. And it's women.
It was originally old people.
In New York City.
And then Rick Moranis got hit, and then they stopped, and then they brought it back.
Yeah, that's no good. You're right.
Yeah.
But I just mean, you know, it takes two to tango, fella.
My helmet got ripped off first. That's not my fault. Now, the kneeing in the face, that was my fault. But I wasn't as bad as your bro. Your bro was angrier than me.
Who's my bro? Oh, you mean Sook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a bully.
He for sure threw a bowling ball at someone.
Yeah. He probably is doing that tonight.
I'm shocked he hasn't thrown one at me.
Yeah, I don't know. All that just reeks of insecurity. Like, come on. We get it. You're strong. put on a shirt.
You know what I'm saying? Don't. Well,
I'm not talking about you, just generally.
Okay, I was going to say, my shirt's off in my own home.
We get it. You're strong. You don't have to kick that guy's ass. Be a man and walk away. Be a real man.
Oh, you're one of those.
Like me.
Be a real man and turn the other cheek.
With my bear mace.
Hey, look, it's clear that you listen to Mr. Ortner and not to Will.
Well, yeah, Mr. Ortner's a wise man.
Yes, I am when I tell my students not to fight.
We think!
All right, where was I? You've derailed me yet again, you son of a bitch.
Sorry, man. I'm really excited about flying bowling balls.
Oh, somebody said prisons in the United States are for profit. They don't care about rehabilitation. As long as the rich get richer, nothing will change. And that comment was based on our last conversation about mental health crisis we're talking about in the news. And yeah, we don't need to get into the whole prison thing. I think he's right, though. But I just read that to tell you, have you guys watched the Netflix? It's been trending on Netflix. I don't know about you, but whenever I go onto Netflix, all I do is I scroll down to the top 10
trending.
Things.
Yeah.
And I just look at the top two or three. And if I haven't watched it, I give it a whirl because that's what people are watching.
Right.
One of them on there was a show called, I think it's called, maybe it's Jailbreak.
Prison Break?
No, it's a jail experiment where they go and they film this warden at a jail in Arkansas has an idea that he wants to open his pod up and let them come and go from their cells in their pod, in the jail. It's a controlled environment, but they are just basically on their own. They're not on lockdown. Like these guys are bad criminals, right? So they lock them down for 23 out of 24 hours a day. And just to that guy's point on the text line, this warden is like, this is no good for anybody. I want to try to rehabilitate these guys. I want to get them to, you know, help them.
Right. Maybe not go back into society, but not be completely crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not drive them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. So anyway, they do this and they film it. And it's a pretty interesting look at the dynamic in a jail, in a prison. Yeah, it's a jail.
No, I might have to go check that out.
Pretty interesting. And let me tell you, I won't spoil it for you whether it works or not. But man, a lot of these guys just—I mean, you see in there and you go, and you just are reminded that there's just a lot of people who can't be helped.
Let's see. I feel like it would get Lord of the Flies very, very fast.
It trends that way.
And then guess what? The guy with the highest T. The one who's willing to throw the bowling ball first?
Well.
Leader.
Interesting that you say that. And again, I will not give it away, but the high T guy jumps right to the front. As you know, there's always one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch and see what happens with him.
It's called the Alpha Bro.
Yeah. You think he had success or no?
Well, based on that, probably not. But
it's a good show. I mean, it's not an official recommend from me. Because you know what it takes to get an official recommend from me. Because some people aren't going to love it.
Yeah.
But it's called Unlocked. That's what it's
Unlocked.
Called.
Unlocked. It'll
a
get put on the list.
Experiment. It's out of Arkansas. Okay. So we're ready to go with the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number 5.
The Oregon Ducks basketball team has landed Villanova transfer TJ Bamba. He originally played at Washington State, if you recognize the name. He's a big physical guard, shoots 38% from three. He joins Nate Biddle, Jackson Shellstad, Keyshawn Bartholomew, Kwame Evans, and Mookie Cook, who all return for Dana Altman's 15th season in Eugene.
Hopefully they can stay healthy this year. I mean, that's why they were able to go on the run late last year. They finally all got healthy and got to play together, and you got to see their true potential.
Well, I don't think they all came back, did they?
Well, and Fale Dante did, and that was all you needed.
God dang, what do you think?
Yeah, and he, by the way, he could be back, too. He's pending the waiver ruling.
How many years does that guy have? I'm pretty sure he and I this are the same age.
It does seem like a lot. I think this is his... It would be... I think he's petitioning for six.
Six?
But I'm not positive.
So he is like a year younger than me.
But you're right.
Years?
Dude, they stay healthy. They could be nasty.
Number four.
Well, Dana's a great coach.
He is. You know, the first text I got today when I came back to the show was from Masters Pete, who's always listening from down in Palm Springs or San Diego. And the first text is just reads, "Fire Altman."
He's anti-Altman.
He can't stand Altman.
I like Masters Pete. I'm surprised he has such a hot take like that.
Oh, my God. He won't lay off it.
Brought me Cinnabon.
Kirby Smart gets 10 years, $130 million. That's U.S. dollars. That's an extension. He's the coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. He will remain so. Oregon defensive lineman Ben Roberts has entered the transfer portal. He was one of the top up-and-coming players on that unit. Washington gets some help along the offensive line. They get Old Dominion transfer Chris Adams. He started all 13 games last season. And the Huskies also get Miami transfer, who's originally from Tacoma. His name is Jaden Wayne. He's an edge rusher and a former four-star recruit. So good little day for, Jed Fish up there.
It's going to take him a year or two, but this is a great way to build that base. You're getting transfers, but you're getting transfers that are going to be there for a couple of years.
Tiger Woods will be playing in the U.S. Open in June. This one is at Pinehurst. He's been granted a special exemption by the USGA, and he accepted. This was the first time since 1996 that he didn't qualify in his own merits. Now, if you're wondering about the other majors, Masters and PGA Championship, at least, he has a lifetime exemption, so he'll always be invited to those tournaments. U.S. Open, though, obviously it wasn't a hard decision for them because, well, he's Tiger Woods. He'll sell tickets, and, he won the tournament three times. So they said, yeah, it was pretty easy to extend an invitation to the guy, and Toiga accepted. And his new apparel line is out. You going to get some Sunday Red?
I just got my first ever pair of golf shoes, Tiger Woods.
The Sunday Red ones?
No, I think it's his last Nike shoe. It's his last one with Nike.
Okay. Number two.
Hey, dude, I've never had golf shoes before. I'm very excited.
Are you getting into golf?
I've always been into golf.
Why'd you buy shoes then? If you've always been into golf, you should have golf shoes.
Well, instead of buying golf shoes, I bought football cleats. Incorrect, sir.
You play golf in football cleats?
No. It was just choosing between golf shoes and cleats.
Oh.
Not all of us have the radio money. I had that Safeway money.
The Baltimore Orioles have taken 3 of 4 from the Yankees. They beat them today, 7-2.
Good.
Baltimore, now atop the AL East. Only about 130 games left.
I think we should all stop the count right now. The Mariners are in first.
Yep.
End it. Season's over.
Yep. Although Texas snuck up on them today. They got a win. They shut out Washington 6-0. So the Mariners are only up a half game.
Yeah, no, really. Stop the count. It's over. End it.
Mariners will be in Houston tomorrow. The Giants over the Red Sox 3-1 in Boston. Mets got 2 in the 11th to beat the Cubs 7-6. A couple of notes. Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers got hurt in that game today. And the Mets are calling up their top prospect. Pitcher Christian Scott. I think he's going to start on Saturday. And number one, we've got an update on the playoff action tonight. Indiana, one more win, and they close out the hobbled Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, in the third quarter, about 6 minutes left, the Pacers are holding off Milwaukee 75-61. Damian Lillard is playing in this game. Giannis Antetokounmpo is not. Later, the Knicks, who are up 3-2 on the Sixers, they will play Game 6 in Philadelphia. And we have just one game on the ice tonight as Boston is up 3-2 on Toronto. The Bruins look to close it out on the road. There is your Hot 5 at 5. It is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. What if the NCAA just settles all of its lawsuits? Will we get Pro Football 2.0? That's next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Before we get to the NCAA and its lawsuits, this Pacers-Bucks game, got an eye on it here in the stewed. This has big Damian Lillard scorcher fourth quarter written all over it.
You think so? Why?
Well, because I think he's going to chuck it. I mean, Giannis isn't playing, and they're down 12 points, and they're facing elimination. You don't think Lillard's going to give him hell?
I think he's going to ride quietly into the night, my good friend.
See, I don't think he's going to go quietly. I think he's going to chuck. But, you know, I think what you're saying is maybe it, you know, it'll be futile.
It's 81-69.
It is. We got 3 minutes left in the third. But, you know, I mean, how many times have NBA teams come back from 12? I mean, 12's nothing. And like I said, I just think Lillard's just going to let it fly in the fourth. He's already got 19. He's 3 of 9 from three. You know, I don't know.
He's missed.
I don't know.
He's rusty. He's missed the last, what, two games?
I don't know.
He might let it ride, but I don't know if he's making anything. I mean, Middleton's been good in this series. I might get behind Middleton. I don't know. I don't see it coming. I think they ride quietly into the night. I think it's done.
We'll keep you posted on that. Well. The NCAA was reading a few stories, sports stories, while I was away.
Mm-hmm.
And saw the ESPN article that was talking about how college sports leaders are in deep discussions to settle their NIL lawsuits.
Well, my.
This would open the door for the framework of a revenue-sharing model in college football, particularly moving forward. So pay for play is almost here. It is amazing how quickly these things move, isn't it?
Well, I mean, just from listening to Nemec and from listening to Suk, they were going to lose. They knew that.
Yep.
So just settle and get it. I mean, yeah, you're going to pay a lot, but I bet you by settling, they save themselves millions.
Maybe billions. And you're right. I mean, that is exactly what's happening here. I mean, you know, I think we're oftentimes conditioned to think that litigation is just going to drag on and on and on in years and years and years. But this stuff's moving really fast, and Will is exactly right that the NCAA, I guess the NCAA or just university leaders are lawyered up, and they're being sued from every direction. They're being sued regarding name, image, and likeness, and student athletes as employees, and just all. I think there's four main NIL lawsuits. There could be more, but they are on the hook if they lose all this. They're on the hook for over $4 billion in damages. $4 billion. And that's just the four big ones. So, of course, they want to settle. Their attorneys are telling them, this is not going to go well for you, so let's get ahead of it. So what you do is you settle. You cough up back pay to former players. But you also get the luxury of being able to create a revenue-sharing structure that is on your terms. And possibly even throw in protections from future litigation. So you know they want to settle. So this ESPN article that I was reading reports that the top-end revenue-sharing number per school would be around $20 million a year. Now, we had Scott Barnes, Oregon State's athletic director, on last week before we dispersed for vacation. And he was alluding to this, didn't talk numbers, but the universities are going to directly pay the athletes, and they're already adding a future expense, a line item, as it were, into the budgets, into future budgets. So there are so many questions that pop up here. I mean, this like, it's just so interesting to me how we feel like college football moves at a snail's pace, and yet these things are happening so fast. I mean, remember how quickly, and it's not college football, you remember how quickly the concussion lawsuit got settled, the NFL? They settled that. And right. That was over. It's done. I mean, for a while, it was like, oh, this is going to take down the NFL. What will they ever do? Well, they're going to settle. They're going to pay much money, and they're going to go about their business and make billions every year. And that's what the NCAA and college sports are going to do here.
Well, I think this is a good way, too, for them to get back in control. Like, if you let it go all the way out, not only are you going to potentially lose billions, but you're then not going to be the ones that create what college football will become, right?
100.
And I forget.
That's what the kids say. Hundo P.
That's not what we say.
I think it is.
Depends on what kids you're talking to. I remember, like, Florio has a big thing about how in the NFL, the draft should actually be illegal, right?
What?
Well, Hundo if you think P. about it,
see,
the players should be able to come out of college and then sign with who's willing to pay them more.
Yeah.
But what happened was back in the day, the NFL and the NFLPA reached an agreement that has then made the draft legal. This is a possibility for the NCAA to come out and set the parameters around the pay for play and maybe set it at a level to where they can afford to do it, but still be able to afford to take care of the other non-revenue generating sports, because that's what they really need. And that's what the NCAA is really used for. It's not for, you know, Ohio State football, it's for Ohio State gymnastics or wrestling or what have you, right?
Well, that's what Barnes was saying last week. He was saying, look, I don't know a business model, a good business model anywhere that sets out one company as its big moneymaker and then creates 20 other companies that lose money. That's not the way, that's why his point is this isn't business. This is a higher education model. It is not a business model, which I tend to disagree because football is business, but he's saying, you know, he has to worry about all the other sports, like you're saying, and there's all these other programs that don't make any money. And yes, they certainly, this is an avenue for the NCAA to live to see another day and stay sort of in charge over the umbrella of college sports. There are a lot of questions that come up with that we just don't have the answers to yet if the NCAA settles all of its lawsuits. One is, it sounds to me like this would be separate of NIL. So including pay-for-play, in other words, $20 million, in the article, the Texas A&M AD was saying that $15 to $20 million at the high end per year would go to the athletes. Maybe $30,000 a year for each one or something. I don't know. They'd have to work all that out. It's just, in addition to that, the athletes could still go profit from their own name, image, and likeness, I would think.
Yeah, they would have to still be able to. Because you can't, I don't, not that I'm a great lawyer, I might have fudged my way through my sports law class. You wouldn't be able to stop them from getting NIL money. What would be interesting to me, though, is like the whole reason that Michigan was able to get away with their sign stealing scandal was because there were a lot of college football teams that were, or at least cried poor and said that they couldn't do the helmet comm, right? Well, if there are vast differences in how much each university would be able to pay into this, would this then start excluding some of those teams? So teams that might already be in the Big Ten, like a Northwestern or like a Purdue, if they didn't have enough money to, what is it, $15 million, $20 million a year to pay the players, would that then kick them out of what this league would become?
Well, what they said in this article, which it didn't make a lot of sense to me, but it said the teams, at least what they're discussing right now, is that if they settle all this, and they pay for play, $20 million would be the top number. In other words, schools could pay up to $20 million to their athletes for a year, and you would opt into this model. So you could opt out of it, but now you're out of
the
system.
Now you're jumping into a lower system like in the FCS.
But if you opt in, you don't have to pay the $20 million, which I think they're saying is just commiserate to the level.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, like, I don't think Liberty's going to be paying the same amount as Alabama.
So you could run one of these universities like the Oakland A's. You could opt in and be like, we are paying.
Dude,
million total.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up a professional franchise because that's where this is headed. This we're gonna pause, and when we come back, we're gonna spitball about where this is headed because not one human on planet Earth world has any idea what this is going to look like in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or even 20 years. None of them. Even the people most in the know, in the inner workings of this stuff, have no idea. It is total Thunderdome right now. So when we come back, let's spitball because it does feel like this is headed one way that will... It's going to be hard to wrap your head around it, but all the signs point to this being the future of college football.
Right.
So we will get to that next. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're talking about the NCAA potentially settling their NIL lawsuits. There are four major ones. Could settle them all. They could become Pro Football 2.0. We were talking about the revenue sharing number, pay for play. So student athletes would begin being paid by the universities. There are a lot of questions with this. The number in this ESPN story was $20 million per year. That's the most that a school could pay its athletes. But other questions would come up, like why wouldn't attorneys challenge that $20 million a year number? I mean, yes, you get to settle your lawsuits and they're over, but you also don't just get to say, okay, we're just going to pay you X. No, that's typically collectively bargained. Would the athletes then unionize? Would athletes be designated as employees? How does it work with Title IX? I mean, there are a lot of questions. But the bigger picture here... is what Will just alluded to before we went to break. You brought up the Oakland A's. It's like, watch one of these college football programs treat their, quote, franchise like the Oakland A's. And I think that's exactly where this is headed, is that college football teams are going to be franchises. This is a situation where, and I think right now they're calling it the college football Super League. That's another way of saying, like this man said on the text line, or perhaps a woman, I don't know, whoever texted on the text line, they said all the conferences should just go Big E style and drop football, let big time football go full on pro minor leagues. That is where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, call it the Super League, call it the pro minor league, whatever you want to call it, Pro Football 2.0, what is to stop... What is to stop schools? So, like, think of it in terms of Oregon. Oregon Duck football would be a franchise owned by the university. Just right. Football, not anything else. What is to stop players from just getting contracts to play football and not go to school?
Yeah. Like, could you continue to force them? Not force them, but right now you have to go to class and you have to have a certain GPA to play on the football team. Would that be a requirement? Would it kind of turn into the model that the NHL has for their teams, right? Like, if you don't want to go to school, like, obviously you have to go to high school, but if you don't want to go to college, you go play for a team like the Portland Winterhawks in the WHL or Quebec Major Junior or in the Ontario Hockey League, because you know, hey, I want to play hockey, and if I get a chance, I'm not going to college, I'm going straight into the minors. And if you want to go into the college route, you can go and sign it on with a scholarship to Denver University or North Dakota State or whoever, But then that means that you're going to be in college for 3 years and you're going to abide by the college rules. Like, if you don't have a 2.0, you don't get to play.
Yeah, I think, and look, I would imagine the universities will want to keep the, quote, higher education model, even though it would be pay for play. But all it would take is one really good football player to come along and say, yeah, I want to go play at Oregon, but I don't want to go to school.
Right.
You want me or not? And that's it. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, he's not, you know, I don't know. This is headed towards pro football 2.0. And the question no one is talking about is, would players even have to go to school? And if so, why would they? So Caitlin Clark's another good example. She's turning pro. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think her debut is this weekend. Staying in college is more lucrative to her. Now, this would not be the case for the high-level college players. Like Caleb Williams, he should go to the NFL because he's going to make more money. But staying in college for Caitlin Clark is more lucrative. So why not forget school and just stay at Iowa? You're making more money at Iowa than you are in the WNBA. Now, this is, you know, she still probably gets the Nike contract no matter what. She's
right.
High profile enough to get that. It's so wild to think how we've gone from university officials saying, over my dead body will we pay student athletes, to all of this. And to think about what this could turn into is just, it's a thought exercise. It's futile because we don't know. No one knows. But it's also really wild to think about where this might all be headed and what it looks like.
Well, you brought up a great point earlier with Title IX that I didn't think about. You're not going to be able to do pay for play for just football. I don't think that that's going to fall inside the Title IX guidelines, because like the whole point of Title IX is equal representation, right? So like for me at the school that I went to, it was Central Washington, you had to have the same amount of scholarships for men and for women's sports during that season, right? So like I played football in the fall. Well, there were two women's teams, the volleyball team and the soccer team, and if you combine their scholarships, that was enough to equal our scholarships there for the football team. In the winter, you just had basketball and basketball, so it was even. And then there gets into some weird stuff when it's like track and then softball and baseball. But if you're doing pay-for-play for football, wouldn't then you have to do a pay-for-play for some of the women's sports as well?
That's what they're going to want, but...
And they should get, if you do it for one.
Well, it again, it's a really open-ended and big question what happens with Title IX here. But I think where that comes in, and again, we're just spitballing, we have no idea.
Right.
But that would then lead to the Super League. That's why the schools that matter in football are just going to split. They don't care. They could punt on the NCAA. If the NCAA settles all these lawsuits and stays in charge of college athletics, I'm guessing that is the beginning of the end of the NCAA being this connected with all of its sports. Football breaks off, does its own thing. And that way, because those players are worth much more than players on the volleyball team or whatever, right? And NIL is a whole nother story. Like NIL, if you got some volleyball player that can earn $1 million from her social media, then she can go get that. That's different than pay for play.
Right.
So you're right. There's a lot to be ironed out here in terms of who gets paid, how much they get paid, what's the cap, who decides all that. But in the end, I think that the major football leagues, the Big Ten, the SEC, as we know them now, they're just going to bust out of the NCAA and go, dude, we don't need you. We're going to make our own rules.
Right.
We're going to go do our own thing. We're going to get our own TV contract, and we're going to make as much possible money as we can to offset athlete salaries that we are forced to pay via the courts in our other sports. Because it is still, I mean, you still have those sports under the same umbrella, the same university.
Right.
So that's how I see it. But again, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I just think it's a really interesting thing to think about somebody like Caitlin Clark, who can make more money at Iowa if she just stays and punts on school.
The other part that gets really interesting, too, is like right now, a large portion of athletic money comes from donations, right? You get donors that come in and boosters that give you money. When a booster gives the school money, would the booster then get to say, this is only to contribute to your pay-for-play fund? Or would the school then be able to take, like, hey, we'd like you to donate to the school. It could go to this, but then once you hit your 20 million, hey, the rest of that money now goes to something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, I don't know if that right now, like, obviously, well, I guess I am a donor. I sent $25 to Central. But when I sent them money, I knew that it was going to athletics in some form or fashion. But if you are doing a pay-for-play model, and that's how you chose to raise the money, or that was one of the different ways that you did raise that money for pay-for-play, what if I'm a big donor and I donate, you know, a couple hundred thousand, and they only need 100,000? Well, where does that extra 100,000 go? Does it stay there? Does it now get used on the soccer team or the golf team? Maybe I don't want it used on them. You know, where does that money go and how does it work?
Yeah. Dude, a lot of questions. A lot of good questions. It's just really hard to know what it's all going to look like, but it is headed to pay for play and it is headed towards a pro football like model. And I think some of these, I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like the disruption. They don't like the change. College football as we know it is gone. But I've got my popcorn. I mean, this stuff is fascinating.
It'll probably lead to better play if you really think about it.
The first thing that has come out, I saw this just today from this whole idea of them settling these lawsuits and pay for play being a thing, is that kids will no longer be able to opt out of bowl games. They will be under contract.
Yeah, you got to go do it.
You're getting paid, get your ass to the game, and so that will instantly right there. Mm-hmm. It's a better postseason.
When does the Live League get created?
Well, I've been saying it all along. I think the Beavers should go get some of that Saudi money.
Yeah, think about it. They could play football in shorts.
Bail them out. I don't know, man. It's going to be fun.
It's exciting. And it was only a matter of time for this to happen. I think that a lot of older generations, not to just continue to beat that I am the young guy here, but I think a lot of older generations, like, they've been so entrenched in the pageantry and the tradition, and USC plays Notre Dame this week. You know, the Red River rivalry is the first weekend in October. This team plays this, you know, and with this younger generation, there's a little bit more of narcissism for sure, and a little bit more of a me culture, but there's also more information that these players have that they didn't have 20 years ago, 15, shoot, even 5 years ago, where you can see what's happening, or you can see, hey, what's going on in the courts, and you can continue to fight for yourself that in the past you couldn't do just because you didn't have communication with kids at other schools. I mean, shoot, half the time you didn't even know the kids at the other schools. Now you know them all because you all go to the same camps.
Yeah, and you're also going to have, I mean, you're likely going to have a CBA collectively bargained by a big high-paid attorneys. You're going to have unions, and it's just going to be completely different. But, you know, for those saying, oh, this is going to ruin everything, well, I don't know. I mean, if college football, the big college football schools, top 60, whatever it is, go into the and form their Super League, those TV deals, they get it right. Those TV deals are going to be worth so much money. Maybe it kicks down a percentage and helps keep the non-revenue sports alive. Some of them are probably going to go club. That's what Scott Barnes was lamenting last week. But some of them may not. You know, who knows?
Wasn't that also evolution, too?
Evolution.
Like, there's a reason.
Survival of the fittest.
Right. Like, there's a reason saber-tooth tigers aren't around anymore. Like, unfortunately, there's a reason that fencing isn't around anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you're at Stanford.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. Yeah. I think there are some people that believe that those sports should exist. They should be funded by the universities and football programs, and they should take care of them, and it's great for everybody and kumbaya, but it's just not that way anymore. It's just not. And they don't have a ton of eyeballs in a lot of those sports. What are you supposed to do? Maybe, just maybe, we'll talk more about this tomorrow with Dave Bartu. He's going to be a special guest host. We'll also have Joey Harrington in. Maybe we'll ask him about it. So, but it's also kind of, I know we got carried away there, but it's kind of a futile exercise to just sit and speculate on what this is going to look like. But to me, I can't.
It's fun.
Yeah, it really is. It's really fascinating to think what college football may look like in, you know, 10 or 15 years.
I mean, would you really have thought that, you know, when you started this show with Souk, what, 20 years ago, that you'd be like,
No.
Well, how much money do they have in NIL to pay to high schoolers as opposed to transfer players?
No. Dude, the Pac-12 is gone.
You want to know how much it...
Tell me that 20 years ago. I'd be like, dude, you're crazy.
You want to know how much it's changed? When I was a freshman, which is 2016, the transfer portal wasn't invented yet. I was a college football player before the portal.
Couldn't even transfer.
You had to sit out a year.
Yeah.
They don't even have two-a-days anymore. Soft. No one's throwing helmets at each other anymore.
Or bowling balls.
No, that's still happening.
All right, sports snorts to wrap up the hour next on The Fan.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in the club, how seriously do you take your info being leaked in a data breach? I got a notification about that today. And conspiracy theory alert. A couple of sports snorts to wrap up the hour here. Did you see that Justin Fields may be a kick returner for the Steelers?
How real is that?
Well, probably not very, but one of his teammates said it on a podcast, and all he said was the coaches threw out the idea.
Well,
and I'm sure there are a lot of ideas thrown out like that all the time that don't come to fruition.
But if you're doing that, then just move him to receiver, because you don't want your quarterback back there. You don't, like, it'd be weird to put your backup quarterback back there. Like, at this point, just have him do the Terrell Pryor and move to receiver.
Well, remember, new rules, new kickoff rules. So
same punt rules though.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have him on punt returns. I think they'd just kick returns with the new rules, and in that instance, you know, he would be less prone to injury. But yes, you probably don't want to expose either of your quarterbacks to anything that could possibly get them hurt.
Well, because I mean, even with the new kickoff rules, you know, like, yeah, they're not running from as far at you, but you still have to set up the blocking. Everything has to. You know, they're designed plays. Kickoff returns are designed plays to some sort of degree. And so he would have to use that. I think it'd be better to just get a shifty player back there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was like, I wonder what is better with the new kickoff rules. I guess we're just going to have to see it first.
I think
kind of get a feel.
We're going to see a lot of crazy stuff, I think, the first 3 or 4 weeks. Because teams are just going to throw stuff out there. Like, why
Hell
not?
Yeah, let's try this. This is a special teams coordinator's dream. What else do they do?
Right. Well, I mean,
tell the kicker to kick it straighter.
Maybe you do throw him out there, and because you can have two returners in the landing zone, he catches the ball. He waits for everyone to get on him, and he throws it to the other side.
There you go. See, now you're thinking.
But if you do something like that's putting a lot of risk. You got to throw him out there every time. If it doesn't get kicked to him, now he's got
He's
got a block.
Who cares? Sucks anyway. But I was thinking about today, like, what is the. We'll have to watch and see how the kick returns work, but do you want a burner back there, or do you want a thicker guy who's harder to bring down, like Fields? I don't know.
I think I'd love to see, like, Xavier Worthy, the kid that Kansas City just drafted, because you'd have to think if he can get through the initial line, he's gone. Like, you don't necessarily need the shifty type of guy like Cribbs anymore. Like, if you can get someone who is just plain fast.
Get a lane and let him fly?
Yeah, like, get a John Ross type and let him go.
Well, that'll be fun. Zach Wilson has chosen number 10. This is very controversial in Denver. You know, he's with the Broncos now. He took number 10. Well, that's Bo Nix's number. And Bo wants number 10, so will Zach Wilson let Bo Nix wear number 10? Or do we already have drama in the Broncos quarterback room? I can't imagine.
Just, like, don't let him buy your mom.
Zach Wilson, not much leverage there, huh? I mean, you can't be demanding things even though he's a rookie. You're lucky to have a job, buddy.
Right. I don't know.
And by the way, you were right about this Bucks game.
Will Noseball.
Indiana 118, Milwaukee 94. I was saying it was teed up for a big fourth quarter Damian Lillard heater because he's just going to chuck. Well, he has. He's just missing everything. He looks tired. And now the reserves are in and it's over. The Bucks are going home.
He's old.
Who?
Dame. Dame is old.
Well, he's hurt.
Yes, but even if he wasn't hurt, he's taken slight regressions the last 2 years. He's a very, very good player, right? He's an all-star. He's an all-star starter. But he's not Damian Lillard, who's taken shots over Paul George to send him home in OKC.
Well, he did have one of those games, didn't he, in this series?
He had a really good game one, but again, he had a really good first half in game one. He had 35 in the first half. Now, you didn't need any more points from him the rest of that game, but that's the amount of points he had total.
Well, he's 4 of 12 from 3 tonight, 28 points, leading the way for the Bucks, but they're down 22. The game's over. They out. Wow. Man. When we saw Damian Lillard traded to Milwaukee, we were like, uh-oh, watch out. There's the favorite in the East. Yeah, no, not so much. And, well, of course, injury, but.
Well, the problem is we fall in love with offense, and we don't really think about how certain players work with a certain team. And it feels like what this team is missing is what they traded away in Drew Holiday. They're missing that lockdown defender. I mean, Patrick Beverley's all right, but he's not Drew Holiday.
Yeah, well. I guess we'll find out if you're right next year. If they're healthy.
Yeah, that's right. There's always next year.
Is Doc coming back, you think? They're putting Doc back out there?
I hope not.
With those bros?
I don't see them winning anytime soon with Doc, but I'm also a big Doc hater. I don't believe in Doc.
A lot of people don't.
Think about it. He has one title, and he's coached, what, four or five of the best teams in the last 20 years?
That's what I think of Frank Vogel.
I think that's fair. I don't necessarily think he deserves to be fired for what's going on in Phoenix.
No, deserving is not the right word because the coach is always going to go before. I mean, you can't fire Kevin Durant.
Right.
Well, but if Durant's not happy with the offense, you're firing the coach. Yeah. I know it's probably not. I'm not saying Frank Vogel's a bad coach, but he's probably going to be let go in Phoenix.
Yeah, probably.
And so is Darvin Ham.
Right, probably. But
Vogel won one title, and he won that COVID. It was the COVID bubble title.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he's had Paul George in Indiana.
Yeah.
He's had. He had Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker this year. He had LeBron and AD, and he's got the COVID title and then a bunch of first-round exits.
Right, but to be fair to him, he's not the one who assembled this roster that didn't have a point guard. And three players that
I get it.
Create shots for themselves but don't create shots for anyone else.
It's almost never the coach's fault.
But it's the coach's fault.
But it's always going to be blamed on the coach because he's the easiest guy to let go.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
And you can move on from them and then just go,
Yep.
But for whatever reason, Doc just keeps getting brought back and brought back. And
I know.
Everyone ripped on it. What was it? Griffin, who was there beforehand. And I know it wasn't the easiest start of all time, but they were doing a lot better with him.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go back in time and put him back in there.
See,
they never fire him and see what would have happened.
Yeah, I mean, I know people didn't love him, and a lot of Blazer fans really didn't like him because he got rid of Stotts, but I don't know. They've had
all
a much higher winning percentage then.
We got to move on, Will. That's sports talk for you guys. Thank you.
It's over.
We think.
All right. I got a conspiracy theory alert, and we talk about data breaches. Next in the club, on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.